At my mother-in-law's house, she has, as you get towards the front door, one of these fish. There's a fish in the glass partition. Every time you pass it, it starts wriggling around and singing, "Don't worry, be happy." I have to tell you that after a while that grates. But I found if you stand back far enough from the window and go like this, you can get by and it doesn't start. Don't worry, be happy. Jesus is talking about not worrying. Of course, happiness isn't quite what Jesus has in mind. Happiness is to do with a happening. And while that's a good and wonderful thing, sometimes things in life that happen aren't so good. And then we need to have a different source where God is really present and we know the joy of the Lord. And there's a rich vein running through all our readings today, which show of the people of Israel, for instance, in the who had to escape from captivity and find their way to freedom in the promised land. And it was a long journey. So the joy had to come from within. And the hope that they had was a hope was about what was to come. And it was something that was very real. It was a hope that's very real. It's gonna come to pass. But it was going to be in the future. That's what they believed. And of course, that's what came to pass for them, though God's people are still struggling even to this day. In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus talks about, why do you worry about this, that, and everything else? Don't worry. And he says something very interesting. He says, look at the lilies of the field. Now, when you're in the midst of things and things are going on, stopping and staring is a good thing to do, and having a look around, because it helps one to be still for a moment, to focus on something else. I want you just to look around at the produce we're celebrating the harvest today. It's always good to just stop and stare for a while, to look around and see something of the produce that's on display here today. But of course, it's not just the fruit and the flowers and the vegetables that are on the windowsills, but also it's the fruit of people that are gathered, and also those who are yet to be gathered. And so it's all of that, considering. And when I was away yesterday, went to a conference over the last 24 hours, I just heard the Lord saying, well, hope today is going to be a time of celebration. And there's a little verse and a song that we sing, also from Isaiah, and the trees in the field shall clap their hands because of God's goodness. And I'm going to invite you to do something that's very, just not Anglican today. It'll be all right. Trust me. But as we look at, and just focus on a piece of fruit or a flower, just for a moment, all individually and wonderfully made, just as we are in the sight of God. Think about your lives. Think about the blessings you have, the hopes you have for the future. And we're going to clap. We're not going to clap the people who did the displays. They're wonderful. We're going to applaud God, who is an amazing and wonderful God. Should we do that? Let's do it. Okay, thank you all. That's a very real thing that we can do, isn't it? And God, he says, if we don't praise, then the stones themselves will begin to sing. And so today we gather to give thanks to Almighty God for his mighty provision, extraordinary loving kindness. And one of the things that we note today from what Jesus was saying, he's saying, you know, relax, God is in control. And it may not feel like that all the time for you. But the truth is that God is in control. People worry about the end of the world and when it's going to come and all those kinds of things. Relax. This is God's world and he's in control of it. Nothing's going to happen to his world that he does not give permission to. And nothing's going to happen to you that will take you from his presence or prevent you from being in his presence forevermore. But you do have to start there. You do need to make your peace with him each and every day and have fellowship with him. And if worry is one of, you know, anxiety and worry is a part of life, isn't it, it seems. There's so many things that go on in our lives that can take away the comfort and the safety that God promises us and the peace that he promises us. But Jesus said this, "Why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor nor spin." So he got the disciples to look at some lilies. And when you think about a lily for a while, you begin to realize its glory, its actually flowering moment, is a relatively short time in its lifespan. Most of the time it's in the earth and it's receiving the nutrients from the soil and of course the rain that God provides anyway, before it finally flowers. And then it goes back down into the earth and hopefully it comes back up again the year after. And sometimes for many of you, and certainly for me also, sometimes it feels like that's where I've been for a long time, in the soil. But God is saying, you know, that's not the way it's always going to be for us. There is a hope for the future. So whatever you're going through at this time, that's not the end of the story. That's what Scripture is all about. He has a place for us. And that place is firmly at the bosom of Jesus Christ, who will sustain us and help us in our lives. So always, always place your hope and trust in the one and true living God, the man Jesus Christ, who came to take away the sin of the world and to help us to understand what it means to be a child of his. Because once you recognize what it means to be a child of his, then you realize what blessings there are in store for you. It's very interesting that Jesus, just like a lily really, spent 30 of his 33 years in relative obscurity, known by a few, but not by many, until he was baptized and was projected into his ministry, and then just 3 short years. But the fruit of his ministry is extraordinary. 3 short years. Healed the sick, raised the dead, showed compassion to those who were in need. And all the way through those 3 short years, he modeled the way that people should live. Now, of course, we as human beings, we struggle with living like Jesus. So we need his spirit. And his spirit comes to us as we place our trust in him. And it is him that raises up to be with Jesus. And sometimes, you know, we feel that we're living our lives in a bit of obscurity too, but just like the lily, sometimes that's where we are. But it doesn't mean that God is not present. He's with us in our challenges and difficulties, but we will flower, and we do flower in the presence of God. He sees what we might become. The beauty of a lily, and they are beautiful, and they give off an extraordinary aroma. And those who love Jesus give off an aroma in the presence of God as we learn to worship him and praise his holy name. So the first thing, remember this, don't worry, God's in control. He's in control. And also, consider the lilies. So when you're out and about, do some considering. Stop and stare. Look at things around you and see how God might speak to you through what you see. It's very interesting that, of course, the Jewish people, God revealed himself to them through the law, not just the Ten Commandments, but they had loads of laws and nearly impossible to keep, which is why there had to be sacrifices and all of those things. To those who didn't know him, God revealed himself through creation, says that in Romans chapter 1. And he's still doing that today. People look at God's creation and something within them leaps on occasions. I think, wow, that's extraordinary. That's beautiful. That is amazing. And we should be doing that as Christians. And then, of course, God revealed himself to all people and does reveal himself to all people through his Son, Jesus Christ. And the important thing about that is that we need to turn to him, repent of our sins, and receive from him. And then the fruit of all that Jesus came to bring to bear during those years on this earth, through his life, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension, enables each and every one of us to ascend to the heights and to be with God. Do you know, sometimes, I was hearing this just yesterday at the conference, sometimes we we look at the problems of life from the valley. And it all seems mountainous problems, huge. But actually, when we become a Christian, our spirit, the spirit within us, it is with Jesus in the heavenly places. And we're viewing it from the top. And if ever you've been in an aeroplane and looked down, even on a mountain, it looks relatively small. We're looking down on those things. We're looking from the wrong place sometimes. We need to look from the place of being with Christ and in Christ. And then through his life in us, we can begin to face the challenges that lie ahead. And one of the things that Jesus also says in this short passage about not worrying and beginning to get our objectives and our aims correct in him is that we are to seek first the kingdom of God. And what does that look like? Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, when you pray the Lord's Prayer, we are praying every time we say it that his kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. So that actually we're praying into being, both in our lives and in his world, what he wills for his world, which is a place where people will be considerate and caring and compassionate. And where the wonderful things that Jesus was doing while he was on earth will be done through his people, the church. So healing is still evident in his church throughout the world. Hopefully compassion is evident through his people. And caring, and all those things that Jesus showed so beautifully and wonderfully, because he is God himself. Seek first the kingdom of God. And then all these other things that we tend to worry about, like the practical things of life, including the clothes that we wear, and all it all comes, it all begins to fall into place. But seek him first. Seek him with all your heart, mind, will, and strength. And then see what God will do. He will do some amazing things if we follow in his footsteps. I don't know if you've read any of the works of Julian of Norwich, but she learned what it was to contemplate the things that she saw in God's creation. And one of the wonderful things that she would just look at a hazelnut or a flower. It didn't really matter. She just looked at something and asked God to speak to her through what she saw. It could be a branch of a tree that's fallen to the floor, or perhaps an apple, one of the fallen apples that's come off the tree, or a beautifully just ripe and picked apple. And learning to seek God's voice as you look at those things. Listen to what he's saying. It is quite extraordinary. And I'm still learning. But we need to practice these things, and it's something we want to talk about a bit more in the future, because essentially that's what the prophetic nature is all about. Because when God spoke to Jeremiah, he said to Jeremiah, "What do you see?" And Jeremiah looked, and he began to say, and sometimes he saw a potter's wheel, for instance, and God said, "Well, what does that mean?" And Jeremiah said the very same thing: "I don't understand what I'm seeing." So he asked God the question: "What does this mean?" And essentially the potter's wheel is about us getting in the centre of God's will. I've not done any clay work on a potter's wheel before, but if it's not central, it just flies off. If it's in the centre, you can create a beautiful pot. That's where we need to be. So have a look around today and tomorrow and the next day and say, "God, you know, speak to me." And of course he will speak to you through his word as well. So we do need to become familiar with his word that is written in scripture and learn to reflect upon what he's saying for us each and every day. So this is what God thinks of all of you. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than all of them? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? You're much more valuable than the birds of the air. He loves you very, very much. Something more to celebrate today as we celebrate God's amazing love for us and the truth that he is faithful, always, unchanging. He is our rock He is our fortress and he is our deliverer in whom we can trust. Let's spend a moment in quiet and then we're going to sing a song together. Let's be still for a moment.